We are in Klas HaMeches, Ois Ches. Again, pursuing the dinim of bread bought by a guy, which I suppose we'll finish tonight. Tonight's learning is Lili Nishmas of Aaron ben Rabbi Cheskel, the father of Herbie Medetsky, who, besides being the father of Herbie, was a wonderful, extraordinary man in his own right. And good fortune to speak with him, a Tom Uvik of Rabbi Victor Miller. That's challenging because Rabbi Miller scared away a lot of people. So we're up to Ois Ches. We're learning about the dinim of buying pass by at a palter. Calls a man shapas tzarech letanur. The question here is: you have the guy's bread in the oven. Until when can you rescue it? Calls a man shapas tzarech letanur or mashbiach b'afi yasai. As long as the bread is still improving by being in the oven. Even if it already developed a brown skin on it. Did I say Samachay? I'm sorry. The letters changed since... As long as the oven still benefits the bread, even though it already developed a crust, if the Jew contributes to the baking, it stirs the coals, it works. Even if it's taken out of the oven, you can put it back, and if it improves. So we have this rule that even though pasakum is aser, any Yad Yisrael, the Jew helping at all, helps. We're going to have to see later if the house by Bishal Akum, which is a subject of the next cloud. Now, Balabayishu Nizer Mipan.
If you toast it, is that good?
I don't think so.
Because it says you have to return it to the oven.
I hear. So you think if you cut a slice and turn it in the toaster?
It definitely improves the food. Yeah. The interesting thing, the lashon that he uses, was that anything that you put back in,
It is interesting. I know, Rabbi has a tshuva if a toaster needs to be tiveled. And he says, a toaster has to be tiveled. It doesn't do anything. All it does is dry out the bread. That's what Rabbi Shah writes. It doesn't do anything. It just dries out the bread. There's not much of an improvement. People like, there are some people who like it. Okay. Maybe.
I mean, when are you getting the bread from the God? In other words, we're talking about,
if you go and you buy a guy's bread and you are mishabeach it by baking it more, it works. No question. Or there are things that are sold that way. You buy minute rice. What does that mean? It means the guy cooked the rice and he left a little bit of cooking for you to finish it off. Right? That's what it is.
I don't understand the concept. The concept is we're not supposed to...
The concept is that as long as you have a hecker, you know, so if you meet with a guy, you tell the guy, I can only eat with you if I throw some wood into the oven. That's already a statement of separation. So that's why by pass we find this idea that even helping a little is enough.
We're being misogynist it after we've taken it from the guy.
That's a shame, mister, and we're fixing it.
The way I was reading this was, you're still in the bakery and you're being
misogynist. I think it would help if they sold, frozen pizza. What's frozen pizza? They bake the bread. And you finish it when you bake it, you know, you complete it.
Toast frozen pizza is okay?
So you say toast is good?
I don't know if toast is good. Maybe it is. Finishing baking it. It's mishabeach in the baking. It's baked and it's pale still. You want it to be crusty pizza. You want it to be crusty. So it helps to put pizza. Yeah. What? What is par baked? Oh, so that's what he's talking about. If you bake it only so that later you can finish it quickly, so then the finishing is adequate, that's for sure. It's a big thing to save time. Yeah. So that helps. If the guy does the initial baking, the Jew completes it, that's adequate.
This is talking about a Goyish bakery? What bakery are you talking about here? A Jewish bakery or a Goyish bakery?
Anybody, it doesn't matter who owns a bakery, it means that a guy bakes. If a guy bakes bread, you're not supposed to eat it. So you want to make it kosher.
You can eat it.
You can eat it, so you finish it.
Add a little something.
Add a little something.
What about from the point of view of socialization?
That's the point. The point is that as long as you go to a guy, the guy says, can you eat with me? You say, look, I got to finish off the baking of your bread, so that's already enough. You're making a statement of separation between me and you.
And the fact that
that's adequate.
Time eating with
so it's adequate. Chazal didn't ask it. If they would ask to spend any time, they wouldn't ask the bread.
If you take a roll and you put it down and it comes a nook, it's mechadesh a new thing.
That's what you're right.
Would you be allowed to?
That's what it says. If you improve it through baking, that works. If you break it. Maybe toasting is good. Certainly if it's matis into toast. When you toast it, some of the calories burn off. You know? Put challah on a black on Shabbos? Well, that's for a different reason, because merzik mavash, you could put it alongside the oven to dry it out. If you have a blech and you want to put it alongside, you could do it. There's a gzera. You can't put it on the blech, it's merzik mavash. Or kamar kaifa, but you could put it alongside, and look, it's very hot. Take bagels out of the freezer and put it alongside where it's not normal to bake, and Shabbos, and you can get a hot bagel for Shabbos. Sorry about that. Now, Pites, Balabayis, Shunizer Repashal Gai, Umesiv Imai, Oireach, Sheine Nizer. This is very interesting, Halacha. You have a Balabayis, you come to my house, we don't need Pasakim in our house, even if it's Paspalter. Umesiv Imai, Oireach, Sheine Nizer, and I have a guest, somebody who eats, whatever, Stelodoro, or whatever all these companies are. So, if you have two breads on the table, one is a delicious bread, more delicious bread, and it comes from its past palter, has a hechsher, but it's baked by a guy. It's interesting, the balabayis, to honor his guest, is allowed to break his habit. His custom is to be machmir, and if he has a guest, he wants to give him good food, he is allowed, he doesn't tell the guy, look, this is good for you, and this is good for me. So that's not a nice thing to do. Once you have a guest, you want to feel comfortable. So you're allowed to eat the whole suud of a pashal guy. So you want to visit me? It's not worth it. Why am I going to eat it? El shiesh makilim, shem oichel macherim sheinin esarim, utalechel imayim. That not only if you're a host, you're allowed to, but any time eating with other people, the kim de pasul chayin nefesh, im yirfesh mehem ika eva. If you do differently than them, it'll cause ill feeling. Avo b'shari surim afil drabanan afilu chema loy mahani tamze lahatir afilu. Someone says chema ahmeya. What he's saying like this, that we have this heter. That if you have a guest, in honor of the guest, you could be makel on pas palter. But don't think you could do it by other isurim. You know, you have somebody who's not makel on other things, so it doesn't work by other things.
One second. The mic is, yeah. If you had challah that baked, and it's not fully crisp, and right before you eat it, you like to put it in the oven, first of all, it's hot.
Crisp it.
And it gets crispier. You put it in. It should be mutter, even if it's pas palter.
If it's an improvement, then yes. If it improves the bread, as you're not doing it just for the heter. You're doing it because you like it better this way. Okay. Some people like it. I happen to like burnt things. Every time my wife burns something, I say, oh, that's delicious. My wife thinks I'm just being a good husband. What?
The bread is made. The style, the way you like it.
Yeah, carbon is very good. You get some carbon.
Most people burn before, right before Shabbos.
What?
Most people, including him, me, we
all. You burn your bread before Shabbos?
They put the challah right in before the oven.
So you want it to be hot?
So it should be hot,
crispy. All right, some people like crispy. Yeah, that's true. Yes, you can take pas palter and you can do it. Nachinam.
That's what's saying.
On what?
It says, Elo Sheyesh Mekilu, Shemoka, who's the Yesh Mekilu? In this paragraph.
No, shesh ba, it means there is an opinion that's mekel, that it's not only a host and a guest, it's any two people. Whose opinion? Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. But he doesn't quote that by name. It's interesting. I would think the guest should do like the host. Why is the host doing like the guest? But it seems the host has a mitzvah to make his guests comfortable. Yud pashal veshen is arav v'pas basar. V'pas kosher. Pas of a guy that got mixed out with kosher bread. I bishar devarim afilu hu davar chashev batal b'rayv. Normally, yavesh b'yavesh is batal b'rayv. That means we have two types of mixtures. You have a mixture in a soup. They need shishim because it gives taste. If somebody tray falls into soup, some milk drips into a chicken soup. So if there's 60 times against the milk, it's mutter. If not, the milk gives taste. That's called lach balach, liquid mixture. Yavesh b'yavesh is when you have two items or three items. So one treif and two kosher. The treif is bottled into the two kosher. If you have three pieces of you have three French fries, two are kosher. What is treif? So all three become kosher. Two are kosher. One is treif. Then it's bottle barayv. Now, he's saying here, normally a davar choshev, we don't say bittle barayv. If you have three steaks, so you don't say one steak is bottle into the two, because it's a davar choshev. A davar choshev is not bottle. So he says here, by pas shalakum, we're mekel. Afilu davar choshev, bottle barayv. Aval osa la'arev l'chadchilo k'day levatle. You're not allowed to deliberately mix it to be mavatal. You're allowed to eat it in one pot, even though it mixes. And what the lika sa'ar shal guy, you're allowed to take sourdough of a guy, l'chametz b'isa, to use as yeast in a dough. And fill the mishan nizer, even someone who's the zayir in shal guy, da'alatam le'gazu chachamim, chemut l'ikach isa m'gay, da'alpas gazu v'loy al isa. You take dough they never answered. And in general, by Pasakum, they weren't guys on the bliyos of Pasakum. So it's a more cooler dikka de Rabbanan. Yud Aleph. What?
If you took non-kosher French fries, you used the example, and two kosher, and it was mixed, actually you did it, but it got mixed up.
Right.
So currently you're allowed to eat the...
You're allowed to eat the French fries. Are you allowed to eat all three?
No.
What?
Are you allowed to eat all three? Says the machlek to Rosh and the Rajma. They both see there's a book. Minatari, you're allowed to eat all three. The Isser is not Seheter. But the Rajma says, it's not nice. You know, you have one tray for French frying, two kosher, eating all three. I wouldn't eat all three. If I wouldn't eat any one of them.
Right?
What?
By pas palta, the verb is, by the pas, over the year where it's mixed up, we say that it's not pasaku.
It's more turn, yeah, I think Zera comes
off. It's just the other thing, because the other one, treif, it's treif. This one is different.
It became heter.
What?
It turned into heter. By being mixed in the mixture, it turns into heter. It's a nasa heter, yeah.
The other one stays treif.
Even that's not clear in the other. The other case, it's not clear that it stays treif. The Russian Rajma having a good disagreement. By Bittel Barayv. The same term that says it's treif says if it's in a taruvus, it's mutter. Okay, Yud Aleph, Lokach pas b'mokim shaloi ha'ya pas Yisrael. Let's say you're traveling. See, a makbid, me, I'm makbid on pas Yisrael, I'm believe that, they're in Brooklyn. Let's say I'm traveling, I'm in the airport and I'm hungry. I go over, all they have is Bachman's pretzels with an OU. So I'll buy it, because in a place where there's no pas Yisrael, you're allowed to buy, everyone agrees, you're allowed to buy pas palter of a guy. Now the question is, what happens if I eat half the bag and the rather it's in my suitcase? Now I land in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn I can get the National Pretzel Company, which makes Pashkis and all the companies, right? It's one plant in Pennsylvania that makes all of it. So now does it remain mutter? So you have an interesting rule that Loka pas b'mokim shaloya ya pas Yisrael. Vaka chaviu l'sham pas Yisrael, or they brought their pas Yisrael. Mutter, it remains mutter. Once it's heter, it remains heter. Okay, I'll skip the parentheses. What? V'im hevi imay pashal guy, and if he brings with him the guy's Somebody goes, like I said, from the airport, where he bought the guy's bread, or pretzels, and he came to a place where they practice this, and there it's available, The issue here is it's really a Gemara. The Gemara has a shayla as follows. The halacha is that that in the midbar they didn't have to shech meat in order to eat it. It's called Basar Nichor, Nechira. Basar Nechira is mutter in the midbar. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, then you have to shecht. Basically, you always have to shecht. So there's a shaila, what happens if you have leftovers from the midbar and you brought it in? Do you say, Hoyel v'hutra hutra? That's the expression. Hoyel v'hutra hutra, once it's mutter, so it remains mutter. That's the question. Whether you say such a rule. So that's the issue here. If you're in the airport and you're in a situation where it's mutter, whether you say, Hoyel v'hutra hutra. So he makes the following distinction. We have to think about the logic of this distinction. But the distinction is, if you're in the airport, you buy the pretzels. If you bring it to New York, he says you should be machmir. If while you're in the airport, someone else comes and says, oh, I have plenty of food for you. And you start the pretzels there, so he says, then you can finish eating those pretzels. So the question is, what the logic is, I guess one, you come to a Mokim Shanag, you have to keep the Minigam Mokim wherever you go.
Is there anybody that says that Pasach doesn't apply to pretzels? Isn't there a sheet that says that Pasach...
Pretzels?
That doesn't apply? Well, listen to
my breakfast every morning is pretzels and coffee. I eat Pasper Melech Teichel.
One second.
I eat pretzels, I great breakfast.
Nobody washes on pretzels.
If you depends on what you eat. If you eat
it,
you know.
Say that...
But you have to understand, pasakum applies to cake also.
Yes, that I know.
So pretzel certainly. Yeah. There are three types of bread that are mezainis. Either it has sugar mixed into the dough, it's very sweet, or it has a filling. If you take a regular challah dough and you make a kokosh cake out of it, it becomes mezainis. Or cave innovation, things that are dry and crumbly, that are not soft. Dry and crumbly. They're not soft. Even if you take a challah dough and you bake it into a crispy pretzel, it becomes a mezainis. The Sfardim, you guys make mezainis on matzah all year round, right? You make mezainis. Mezainis are dry. Now we don't, because since on Pesach, Kabeya Suda, so we consider it chashav. One of the companies, sold crackers. When you opened the package, you looked at it, you saw it was just small matzahs. All they did is went to a matzah place and made them into small crackers. You can see it's just a matzah. So people asked me about it. I said, it's mezainis. They said, but it's only a matzah. I said, yeah, matzah is really mezainis too. Except that matzahs are made to make it to be kovei suda. These are crackers. But it seems people didn't want to buy it. Who wants to eat crackers if you have to wash? Because they discontinued it because, you know, people don't feel. Everyone would agree that it's a mezainis.
Because it's a matzah and it's small.
Because it's made into a small portion. It's made to be a cracker. It wasn't made to be a...
How many pretzels do you eat? You say it depends on what...
You really want to know how many pretzels I eat?
I like pretzels too.
Yeah, so. Which type do you like better? You still like the ones that are eyeglasses, little kids used to put them over
your
eyes. Yeah, you still put them over your eyes.
Yes, exactly. I still do it.
But, from anyone else, I wouldn't believe it, but,
I do. I love to think about my crazy things.
I'm just joking.
How many pretzels do you want to make?
You can eat a lot of pretzels, you don't have to watch.
Not to make them up.
Yeah, you can eat a lot. Most of a big bag, and you don't have to watch.
Really?
Yeah, that bag is about 10 ounces.
The same happened with the pretzels,
very good. Okay. The Milan pretzels, you don't have to sit down to breakfast. I could eat it on the way to Yeshiva. I have it in the car. And I eat it on the way. I'm driving anyway. So it doesn't take time. It saves time. That's a big thing. So anyway, so this is the end of the dinim of Pasakum. The next is Bishalakum. Now I just want to mention about Chema. He keeps on mentioning butter. In the dinim of Chalav Yisrael, the halacha is The Chol of Yisrael applies to milk and most milk products, but butter, there is no din of Chol of Yisrael. There is no din of Chol Yisrael on butter. There are Mekoyim Shenagu. There are places that are Noyeg Chumra. It doesn't have a din of the Takana according to anybody. Mekoyim Shenagu. In Tarvadas, they used to put out the government butter in the olden days. It wasn't all yeshivas used to do it. Yeah, everybody used to do it. Because really, the Chol of Yisrael issue doesn't apply to butter because you can't make butter from treifa milk. It doesn't churn. You don't get buttermilk out of tray for butter. So therefore it was never an issue. Today it reverted to being an issue because of the other issues there are, the treifas issues with the non-chol of Yisrael, those are makmarot's other issues.
But butter is still a derivative of the challah.
It's still a derivative today. After Moshe's passing, this became in the 90s. Remember, there was once a tumult over all the milk and all the ice creams, and because there's a medical procedure they do on the cows, which renders a treif according to most paiskim. The Aramiyot paiskim hold its kosher. So Rebelski paskim like the Mekilim. That's why the OU continues to give a like the Mekilim, that you could change a treif back to ice treif. Because to reverse
liquid butter being the same as solid butter,
all butter, all milk. There are two issues. There's the Ochav Yisrael issue, which does not apply to any butter, whether it's whipped butter or not. The new issue, which is more significant, is the treifas issue in the Chol of Yisrael, which is more significant. That's the Shavanis. Well, it's the Rabbanan anyway, because it's Batul Raiv. It's a Raiv Akasher. So anyway, that's a more significant issue that would apply to butter as well, for those who are makbid outs that issue. So that would apply.